Yes, I am the daughter of a professional clown. My mother was the first black professional clown in the state of Virginia. I thought that was really great as a kid until you go to school and tell somebody that. And then my father was a minister, so our household had this, and my mother was also a teacher, so there was no profanity, none whatsoever. Wait a minute. Fuck. That felt good. So I want to start this story out by saying that the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and that equally applies to family. So I'm going to tell you about my road to hell. So Christmas, my mom decides that she's feeling really altruistic, that we're going to pick up my great-great aunt from the nursing home and bring her to stay with us for Christmas weekend. Now, I need to explain something. First of all, I need to make a disclaimer. I love old people. I mean, the elderly. But I was 13 years old at the time, and my great aunt was old but never boring. So we would go every month to go see her and groom her and bring her her Lysol cans and hard candy and all these other things that you gotta have. And I need to preface this story by saying my great aunt wasn't that genteel kind of aunt that you sat and she told you stories and you baked cookies and everything. My aunt was a wig wearing, missing two kneecaps, wheelchair, talking trash kind of an aunt who said grossly inappropriate things that I always waited for. So, on the way to the nursing home to pick up Aunt Hazel, my parents informed me in the car that I was going to be helping Aunt Hazel. And you know how well that went over with the 13-year-old. Okay, fine, but she's going to say something crazy. So we get to the nursing home. Sure enough, we start getting her ready, and my mom is getting ready to comb her hair, and it happens. She says, "Don't use that comb over there. That woman combed her pussy hair with it." Oh, my God. Was it funny? But I could not laugh. That was an absolute no-no. So we pack her up, and as we're wheeling her out, we have to stop at the nursing station. We stop at the nursing station. She makes them open the safe so that she can count how much money she has before she leaves to make sure that when we come back, her money is still in that safe. Okay, so we get her home. We live in this old, old, old house with really tall ceilings. And we decide we're going to put her in the living room because she's in a wheelchair, right? And so we want to be able to move her around. And we put her and we rented a hospital bed and a table. And we have it facing the tree. And we put ginger ale and all kinds of little goodies and stuff on the table for her. And we tell her if she needs us to just let us know. Well, the hallway from where my aunt was and where we were was, say, my aunt is here and we're back by that door. And we're in the kitchen when we leave her, and my mother's doing that lame turkey dance. You guys do that, don't you? You know where your parent takes the raw turkey and dances it to Christmas carols? Right. We were so absorbed in the turkey dancing, we don't hear Aunt Hazel. Now, I know you're probably thinking that's really mean, like we're not paying attention to this elderly woman. And initially, I felt the same, okay? So we're in the kitchen. All of a sudden, we hear all of this screaming and banging. So I go running down the hallway. I'm panting. My mom's at my heels. We run into the room. We're like, "Oh, Hazel, are you okay? What do you need?" And she looks at us and she says, "Why the hell can't you hear me?" So we're like, "Well, we were in the kitchen." "Well, I can't open this damn ginger ale. You know I have this arthritis," and she starts to berate us and everything. It's really kind of insulting. And so, but she is elderly, and I'm still trying to keep that face that it's okay because I'm a kid. So we get her everything she needs, her ginger ale. I put Vaseline on her face because she insists that that helps her skin. I crack nuts for her, all but the nigger toes. Do you guys know what that is? The Brazil nuts? She called them nigger toes. That was the other thing she said that was really, really funny. So we get her all set and we tell her, you know, we're going to leave the door open. We're going to listen carefully. We're going to lower the music. We'll hear you when you call the next time. Well, we didn't. This time she's banging on the wall with her cane for us to come to her to service her. Well, I forgot to mention when my mom told me I was helping her, I now realize as an adult that she really sold me into slavery. So I hear the cane, so I run back there, and I'm like, hey, what do you need, what do you need? Well, I need to prepare these Christmas gifts, and I need you to give me 6 envelopes. So I'm like, 6 envelopes? Okay, so I give her the envelopes. She's like, now leave, because I'm hungry, and hurry back to the kitchen and tell your mom, you know, she needs to speed the dinner up. Okay. So I get back to my mom, and I tell her, you know, Hazel says she's really, really hungry, and we need to hurry up. So once again, we forget her for about 10 minutes, and we hear the banging again. So I go running back. I tell my mom, you know, you just stay in the kitchen. I'm going to go out, and I'm going to help her, and we'll figure out what she needs. So I go back, and I'm like, what do you need, Aunt Hazel? And she's like, you can't hear me. Why the hell you can't hear me? All these damn children in this house, none of y'all can hear me. I've been screaming for the last 10 minutes. She tells me she wants me to take Christmas ornaments, take Christmas the hooks, and connect them to these envelopes where she has scrawled out all of our names, and I'm to hang them on the tree while she supervises. So first thing, I got to fluff up the pillows. I got to, back then, they didn't have the electric beds. You had to crank it up, so I crank her up, and she directs me to hang these envelopes with our names on them. I'm excited because I know what's in that envelope. Money. So at this point, I tell Aunt Hazel, I said, I know if you need me again, I made a big mistake. I gave her the Liberty Bell that I bought for my mother on a trip to Philadelphia and told her if she needed me to ring the bell. Okay, sounds innocent enough, right? But the bell rings about 20 to 30 times for various things. I've been down that hallway now about 10, 15 times, and I'm sick of Aunt Hazel. I'm done. When I come back to the kitchen, my mother looks at me, and she says, you know, you set this up. I'm like, okay, fine. So once the bell continues to ring, and I go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, finally we're ready to eat dinner. I help her into her wheelchair. I take her to the bathroom. I do all of these things, and I am like psyched because what? There's an envelope with my name on that tree. So Aunt Hazel, she calls us in all Christmas morning. We made it through. We survived her. She starts to ring the bell to let us know that we need to come and get her because it's time to open the presents. My mother stops, and all of a sudden I hear, stop ringing that damn bell. There is silence in my household. Did I not say that there is no profanity? You could hear the fish swimming in the tank. You could hear the clock ticking in that moment. And my mom looks at me like, you better not laugh. So I look at my sister because if I can make her laugh, she'll get hit. So my mom is like, you know, just get the bell. So we go down, we get her. And as we're wheeling her down the hallway, my mom whispers in my ear, get that bell. So we take the bell away from her. And I'm excited because now it's time for us to start opening gifts. We've made it through dinner, and we're going to open our gifts. So I go, and I get my envelope from the tree, and I'm, like, so psyched. Because I figured I've been an indentured servant. I have served my time. I'm going to get $20 easy. There was a dollar in my envelope. Now, I want to say, Aunt Hazel died the next year. We never saw her again. So we didn't get a chance to have her back and enjoy her wonderful, you know, personality. But what I do remember is that single, solitary fucking dollar. Happy holidays.